I've been having a look at another news story, which is all about a little boy called Kyber Gion Frido. And when he was born, he suffered from this condition called tracheobronchomalacia. Now, this is a condition that affects your trachea, and that's the strong cartilage tube that connects your larynx or your voice box to your lungs. And the point of this trachea is really to be very, very strong and to keep your airway open. But if you suffer from this condition, the cartilage becomes flaccid. It can collapse in on itself. So this little boy, Kyber, he was having a bit of problems that he was regularly stopping breathing. They were having to resuscitate him every day. So it was at this point that Glenn Green and his colleagues at the University of Michigan decided to step in. They decided to use 3D printing to print a plastic tracheal splint. So that's a little plastic round tube that they could fit in the trachea to stop it collapsing in on itself. But instead of just using plastic so it would sit there forever and maybe the body would react to it, they used a very clever substance called polycalprolactone. Now that's a biodegradable polyester, which within the body, if you leave it within a human, within about 3 years, it goes under hydrolysis and it degrades and is reabsorbed into the body. So they put this in Kyber in February 2012. So it was a while ago now. And straight after the operation, he was able to come off the ventilator within 21 days. And he's not had any trouble since then. They've just published the paper in the New England Journal of Medicine this week. And so what's great about this new substance, it means not only is it able to solve the problem in the short term, because hopefully over the next 3 years, his trachea will be able to grow and become healthy again, but also because it's going to be reabsorbed, that little plastic tube isn't going to be sitting there years later on blocking his airway.
It's very encouraging. It'd be interesting to see what the long term is, whether his own trachea fully recovers or whether he needs another one of these printed, albeit slightly larger, because he'll have hopefully grown a little bit by
Well, him. This condition affects one in every around 2,000 children, and most kids grow out of it quite quickly. So the hope is quite positive. Only about 10% of cases are very serious. So fingers crossed.